The Great Recession may be in the rearview mirror, but it left poverty in its wake. Pitkin County's Health and Human Services Department reports more people living in poverty. Director of the department, Nan Sundin, says a quarter of residents earn slightly more than federal poverty wages. So many single adults are making just $23,000 a year.
Approximately 4,525 residents, about 25% of our population, live at 200% of poverty, which is, you know, a result of our service industry positions, the fact that after 2008, businesses pared down. People are less likely to be working two and three jobs now. They're lucky if they have one job, and that job is paying less than it did in 2008.
I mean, it's hard to imagine, like you said, living on that amount of money here when even what might be considered a good wage somewhere else is low in this area.
People look at our median income at $72,000 and they think, oh, you know, they're all so rich in Pitkin County. But that's the middle income, which means they're a lot below and they're a lot above. We have to look at the cost of living and really look at the fact that, in particular, the city of Aspen and the valley in Pitkin County have really important subsidies that help us keep some diversity of income in our community. But it's becoming more and more difficult for people to live here successfully on those low wages.
Why is it important to have a diversity of income within a community?
You know, what we know from all best practice is that diversity in a community is what brings the richness of culture and of community and a sense of place. And if we had all middle-income or high-income people here, you know, we wouldn't have the richness that people of all incomes and all races and all lifestyles bring to our community. It's what makes Pitkin, and in particular Aspen, attractive to the international world, is that we have a real community that lives here.
So you presented this to the Aspen Chamber Resort Association. Why did you present it to that group?
I presented to ACRA the information about poverty because we really want to talk about the lack of access for low-income people to medical care, to health care.
Nan Sundin is director of Pitkin County Health and Human Services. Next week, we'll examine access to health care for the poor.